son is 9 years old, and his case is being bullied is so severe that Kristen moved him to Oklahoma with his father to get away from the abuse. She claims Wesley has considered suicide many times, even drawing pictures of his own tombstone and the outside of his school drenched in blood. Kristen says that she has gotten no help from the school board or the provincial government, so she's taking her emotional plea for help to the media, and Kristen Gibson is with us now. Thanks very much for coming in, Kristen. You've also brought a little bit of support here, so we'll hopefully maybe talk to them in just a sec. Tell us, give us a brief overview of the story and what's happened with Wesley.
My son was a victim of severe bullying that consisted of hitting, name-calling, spitting, threats. One of the most horrible incidents occurred when one of his bullies brought a cow femur bone to school, which was essentially a weapon. His bully repeatedly hit him and poked him with it, at the same time telling him he was now contracted bone cancer.
Oh, my. So how long had this been going on?
Approximately a year and a half.
And how old is Wesley?
Wesley now is 9.
Is 9. So this started when he was 7?
Yes.
7 years old? Okay. And was this the first time that anything like this had happened?
Or? No.
Okay.
One of the other incidents that happened was having his pants pulled down on the bus in an attempt to spank him, exposing him. And he was very, very upset, so I pulled him out of the school for the remainder of the school year.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the very beginning. When did this all start? When did you notice there was this sort of thing was happening?
I can see a big change. My son has a couple of medical conditions. Mm-hmm. He has ADHD, mm-hmm. ODD, and obsessive compulsive disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And the obsessive compulsive disorder started to downward spiral and get a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
He became a major germaphobe.
Mm-hmm.
He was scared to have contact with anybody.
Mm-hmm. So when did the bullying start at school? Was this something that was pretty much immediate? Or?
It was immediate.
Yeah.
So he was different.
And so it started since stage one? Then.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, continue on.
I went on. I found, excuse me, after many phone calls and meetings with the principal, who decided, in his words, it was just mere teasing.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, at that decision...
You want to tell us what school this is?
Caister Central Public School in Niagara.
Okay.
I decided as a parent that he was not safe in their care. And for his safety and protection, I removed him from school.
And this was when?
This was last year in November.
So he would have been 6 at that time?
Yes.
Okay.
No, he would have been 8. He just turned 8.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. 8. Okay. So he's in grade?
Right now, he's in grade 4.
Right, grade 4. And you removed him last year. So
yes.
What happened after that? At what time? How much was left in the school year?
It was almost Christmas time. It was November.
So about halfway through the year.
Yes.
So for the last half of the year, he didn't receive any education at all?
No, he immediately went down to Oklahoma on November the 13th.
And what's in Oklahoma?
His father.
Okay. So what's happening down there?
He is going to school down there.
Right.
He's doing very well, although he does want to come home.
Right.
But the school board is not willing to provide any transportation. I have a letter. At first, they denied the allegations in the Hamilton Spectator on November
13th. So I'm sorry. So... slow down a bit. So he's in Oklahoma.
Yes.
And he's how come he's doing better in Oklahoma? Any idea what's going
There's
on?
There's no bullying. No bullying down there at all. He hasn't had any issues.
No kids have teased him whatsoever?
Not at all.
And there's just an extensive bullying policy there? Why is he not?
In the United States, they have zero tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Canada, it's just a term that is not used.
Right.
Down there, they do expel on first account.
Right. So obviously they've got a bit more of a handle on this sort of thing than
yes.
they do up here. So you feel, obviously.
Yes.
And so down there, Wesley's doing quite well.
Yes.
And he said had no issues of bullying at all?
None.
Wow. He must be happy about that.
Yes, he is.
So okay, keep going. So now you want him, he wants to come back.
Yes, he wants to come home. He always wanted to be home.
Right.
But due to his safety, I had to remove him because Caister
Central
School.
If he comes home now, where will he go to school?
He would be going to Gainsborough.
Okay, so you're not worried about the bullying issue at this point?
No.
You think that, why would you not be worried that if he comes back that he might be bullied again?
I believe that the principal did not follow protocol.
Right.
There was misconduct.
Right.
And I believe that there should be an apology to my son.
So you think with the new school environment and a new staff or principal who seems to be more aware of what's going on,
yes,
that Wesley will be fine?
Yes.
Okay, so where is it going from here?
Well, I've contacted the school board many of times. As a result of taking Wesley out of the school that day, the children's aide was called.
Right.
They said that I was not providing the proper necessities of life by removing him from school.
Right.
I had previously called the Children's Aid Society to ask them to help me to go to the school and ask the principal why he was allowing this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they could not do anything mm-hmm. unless the abuse was happening in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And from what they believed when I had my son at the hospital, that I was doing everything that I was supposed to do. And I was doing it right as a parent.
Why was your son in the hospital?
They put him on suicide watch after the bone incident.
Okay. So was Children's Aid not aware of the fact that he had gone back to his biological father's?
Yes, they were afterwards.
So there's no issue there?
No.
Okay.
Not as of now. But they did come into the school and perform a question period
right.
with him without my knowledge.
Right, right. But they're happy now that he's down there and they're fine with that?
Yes.
Okay, so now you want to bring him back. What's
yes.
the problem? What's the issue?
The school board of Niagara will not provide transportation for my son to get to Gainsborough School.
You're living?
Yes, there is a bus that goes by my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe because I caused so much problem, would not let this pass. I wanted some answers. Every time that I wrote a letter, there was two investigations by the Board of Education. Each time that I would inquire about the outcome, I was always told that it fell under the Privacy Act and they cannot release the information.
What information?
The information of the investigations that they conducted on the bullying.
Okay. So all you're looking for at this point is for him to be on a bus from your place to the school, the new school, is that correct?
And to guarantee his safety.
But you must be happy with that because you were saying that you don't think there'll be any more bullying. So
no.
you don't think there's going to be an issue.
Not at a different school.
So how far is your home from where the school is going to be?
Approximately 10 miles.
Okay, so would this have been the regular school that he would have gone to anyway?
No, it would have been Caister Central.
Okay, so you've just got him transferred to the other school then?
Yes.
Okay, so now you would like for them to transport him there?
Yes.
And you say that a bus goes right past there, so it's not an issue
as far
as...
Yes, but they refuse to allow him.
They refuse to allow him to go on the bus?
Yes.
And what do they say to you when you say...
The funding is not there.
Even though the bus goes right past the house?
Yes.
Did they break that down at all? What sort of funding? What's needed to make a bus
no.
stop? What did you do then? Did you ask them what my next step
is?
I
called the Ministry of Education
and
spoke with Mr. Jerry Trumbull.
And what did they say?
He said that I have to go back to the school board, that it's not in his jurisdiction.
So right now, all you want from the school board is to... explain to you why they can't pick up Wesley on the way by.
Yes. I've also had Tim Hudak's office contact them several times. He was involved right from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Bob Dowling. And he's wrote several letters to the school asking for the outcome of the investigation and why they would not fund him to go to Gainsborough School. They will not answer him.
But obviously they are funding for him to attend the school, correct? Just not the transportation part.
If he is to return, yes.
Right. So really the only issue here is the bus transportation from point A to point B.
Yes.
Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Okay. So, but the school stuff, he's there, he's in.
Yes.
And you're confident that things will work.
Yes.
We're going to have to take a break here and then we'll continue on with this. Kristen is with us. Son Wesley, just one of the many, many stories we hear about bullying.